All right, and you're live with Magic 105.4. Just a shout out to Cassie. Yeah, hey Cassie, she's written in and she said, I'm in a Marvin Gaye mood, that's for sure. Please play me some Marvin Gaye. Wait, she says, no, I'm not sure actually. Please wait, maybe reconsider. Oh wait, no, Marvin Gaye was my boyfriend's favorite. He died last year. Oh no, please don't play Marvin Gaye. It's gonna bring up all kinds of shit for me. Please don't. And then it stops. All right, Cassie, thanks for calling in. Here's some Marvin Gaye.
Welcome to Sketching Out. Ha ha. So,
episode 5
might be a bit dark to start off with this question, but what happened to her boyfriend?
Oh, Cassie's boyfriend.
Yeah.
Well, he was on his way to a Marvin Gaye tribute concert.
Yeah.
And he was very excited, so he was listening to Marvin Gaye on his Sony headphones. And it's a very snug fit. So snug that he could not hear the tractor coming up behind him. Because this was at the Marvin Gaye tribute concert, just for context, was in the countryside.
Oh.
But he's a city boy. He's walking down a country lane. And
he was walking, he wasn't driving.
No, he wasn't driving, okay. He was walking. He was almost there, it was a field. Wow. Yeah. He couldn't hear the tractor.
Right.
Coming up behind him. Mm. And it just, well,
what?
It just went.
What happened with the tractor?
It squashed him in such a way as to cement his earphones. Yeah, it was, yes.
I didn't see that coming.
Cement his earphones.
I thought you were going to say something fell off the tractor and hit him or something.
No, I decided not to.
You decided just to go for the tractor running him over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it squashed him in such a way as to cement his earphones to his ears.
God.
And he didn't die right away, but they couldn't turn the music off either. So he was listening to Marvin Gaye.
He would have liked that.
For hours and hours, but in pain, and he came to associate the one thing he loved most in life with pain before he died. It was tragic.
Wow.
I don't know why Cassie was so sure, even for an instant, that she was in the mood for Marvin Gaye, because I find it hard to believe she'd ever be in the mood for Marvin Gaye again.
What was this lapse of judgment about?
Have you ever been really sure of something at the time and then later realized that actually you're not so sure?
Oh, yeah. We've had careers.
Right.
So,
do you listen to the radio?
No. You?
We used to listen to it going...
Radio 1.
Capital. I remember back when Chris Tarrant was doing it.
Chris Tarrant?
Yeah.
From Whom Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah.
He was on the radio as
well.
He
Wants to Be a Radio Presenter. Yeah, he was a radio presenter.
Wow.
So they played music.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire music over and over again.
But with the whole score, though, including the bits like... Dun, 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 dun. I think wasn't there another little fanfare as well?
Whoever designed the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire soundtrack must be a millionaire.
Yeah, they got to go on it first.
He saw that show and he said, me, I want to be a millionaire. And he created the best soundtrack there ever was.
We've got two more sketches for you today.
The first sketch is called Banking. Ah, Mr. Jones, welcome to Lloyd's Bank. How can I help?
I'm here to apply for an overdraft. It's been a tricky few months, and I just need a bit of breathing room.
Of course, sir, of course. Well, I'm very sorry that it's been difficult for you, and I really do hope that things get better soon.
Thanks very much.
Okay, let me just... Oh, wow, Mr. Jones, congratulations! That sound tells me that you are our 1,000th ever customer at this branch. Truly well done, sir. And now, the prize that all of our customers want. Something that we at Lloyd's have plenty of.
Oh, fantastic!
A horse!
A horse?
A black horse!
What the hell is going on?
Well, we just feel terrible about the amount of money that we took from the taxpayer during the financial crisis. It's time we gave back. In horse form, of course. You're very welcome.
What am I supposed to do with a horse?
Ah, well, you can feed the horse, groom the horse, ride the horse into battle if there's a war, use it for glue. Look, it's your horse. You do whatever you want with it. I don't want to be a man who tells someone what to do with his horse.
Can I just have the cash value of the horse?
Well, how much is a horse? You can't put a price on a horse.
You definitely can.
Well, it's probably worth about a horse.
Look, I can't afford to keep a horse.
Ah, well, thanks to our all-new horse care loans, you can. As a customer who owns a horse, you've been automatically accepted. Oh, wow. Mr. Jones, congratulations.
What?
As our first ever Horse Care Loans customer, you've won a larger horse. A larger black horse.
Stop it.
Now, I couldn't help but notice that you have two horses. Do you by any chance have horse insurance? Do those tears mean that you don't have horse insurance? Ah, no, unfortunately you don't actually qualify for our horse insurance. It's a 3-horse minimum, but lucky for you, you've won an even larger horse.
No, please stop this.
I'm only joking, Mr. Jones. It's a smaller horse. Well, it's shorter, but it's definitely heavier. So I guess it depends really what your definition of smaller is.
No, stop! I'm sorry, this is getting ridiculous. Stop this right now. I don't want horses. I don't like horses. If I'd known it was going to be like this, I never would have joined this stupid bank.
You don't like horses? Well, why the hell would you join Lloyd's if you didn't like horses?
Well, I didn't realise how horse-based the bank was.
We literally put the horse on everything. We could not have been clearer.
I thought it was just a confusing branding thing.
I see. Well, you know what? I don't think we want a customer who doesn't like horses.
Well, that's fine by me.
Well, just sign this and we'll release ownership of the horses and terminate your account with us.
Gladly. Can I borrow a pen?
Fine. Here. Keep it.
That's a horse.
You're damn right it's a horse.
Yeah, so I know that horses go to the glue factory.
Yes.
So do you know anything about that? Do they really make them into glue?
Yes, I don't know what parts of them they make into glue.
What kind of glue?
All sorts of glue, I think. Like
PVA glue?
PVA glue. I don't know enough about this. I know it is a thing.
And huffing glue? Is that
Isn't huffing glue just... I don't think it's just a horse, right? I don't think they just blend up a horse.
Why are
and then
they
just
so sticky?
It and then, you know, in my at my secondary school, the rugby fields were right next to a glue factory, and it's
really?
and it stunk. The whole thing stunk.
What,
you got used to the
horse?
You got used to the smell. Glue factories have this really weird smell. It doesn't smell like blended horse. I don't know what blended horse smells like.
Maybe you do. You just don't realize it.
That's true.
And it smells like this.
There's only one way to find out.
What?
We'll have to blend a horse.
We'll Google it.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's what I... We'll Google how to,
blend a horse. So really, you were next to a glue factory.
Yeah.
Did you see them bringing in piles and piles of horse carcasses?
No, I did not. We didn't see like the entrance to it.
Did they have a back entrance though? Oh, okay. So you couldn't see it.
We couldn't see the entrance to it. We could just see it. No, we could see it. But like it's a huge factory with like steep with stuff being pumped out of it.
Have you been inside a factory?
Have I been inside a factory? I used to work in a factory.
What kind of factory?
It was a storage facility. No, that's a storage facility, not a factory. Maybe not. No, it must have been. Surely on a school trip or something.
Why? It's not the Simpsons. Why did they didn't go to the cracker factory?
Well, give me an example of a factory I could go to.
The glue factory was local.
But like, why would the school take you to the glue factory?
I don't know. Would the school take you to any factory?
It's like, hi, can you sign my permission slip so that the school can take me to that abattoir? It's for French. We're going to describe it in French.
Abattoir sounds like a French word.
Maybe it is a French word.
I think it probably is.
Maybe that's why they're going for French, because abattoir is a French word. Trying to get the headmaster to sign off on it. It's called an abattoir.
He's like, I should really fire that French teacher. He's such a maverick. But by God, he gets results.
All the children come back haunted, but speaking
But their French is
French.
Marvellous.
How much is a horse?
It must vary so much. Are we talking like a good horse?
Like 40 pounds?
a good horse.
A like pre-owned horse.
A second-hand horse.
Yeah, or third-hand horse.
But can it... Well, so what do you want it for? Just riding? Not for racing? Not for...
Riding, kind of prancing.
Putting it out to stud? Or for glue?
Maybe a little bit of... what do you call it? Dressage. Dressage.
Okay.
Dressage. I want it for dressage. I want it for dressage, riding, and I want it to stick its head into the kitchen whilst I'm making dinner and like playfully like try and get some of the food. And like, I'm for me to be like, horse. And then it would just like lick my face and then go out. And then I want to stare at it through the window and be like, I love that horse. That's what I want.
Okay. So, well, a horse like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of whistles and bells. Third hand. He's a bit past it.
He's cursed.
And no one wants him. Okay.
There's a secret curse on him.
Do you know about the curse?
No, it's a secret curse.
So I know about it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to undersell. I'm going to, or rather I'm going to say, oh, you know what?
A horse like this, ordinarily...
Doesn't cost you.
...would go for 15 grand. But I'm going to give it to you for 2 grand.
Oof. Yeah.
He's not cursed.
I take it. Did he say he was maybe cursed more, or wasn't cursed? I don't know. I'm sure it doesn't matter.
Here's your money.
Good word, banking. Ban king.
As in ban the king. Ban the king. We'll give you money.
Ban king. Ban king. Ban king. Ban. We can't ban the king.
It's like, we need the king. Who's going to give us credit? And it's like, we'll give you credit. The banks. Ban king. Ban, ban king. Ban king.
That makes sense. So we figured out the etymology of banking.
Yes. Cool. And its historical impact.
Which king were they trying to ban?
I think it was Edward the Seventh.
Edward the Seventh.
Was that?
Remind me of who Edward the Seventh was again.
He's the one who got ousted by the banks.
Edward the Sixth, notoriously pro-bank.
Pro-bank?
Yeah.
That's ironic, isn't it?
But it wasn't until Edward the Seventh came around, I guess, that they had to...
Well, what were they before if they weren't... As in, they were doing some things, but not all of it.
No, they were but a whisper on the wind.
But a whisper.
They met in shadowed cellars. But then they had to come out when the king started banning them. Just like the Catholics. Anyway.
Who is your favourite monarch?
Being Queen Victoria.
I was going to say Victoria was pretty...
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
She was pretty cool. Well,
I think.
I mean, I'm sure her life was interesting. I don't think...
Yes.
As in, morally questionable by today's standards.
Oh.
Agreed.
Yes. Yes. Different time.
Different time.
Victorian times.
Which queen was on the throne during the Victorian era? Is it Victoria?
King George the Sixth.
Victoria.
Or Edward the Seventh.
Yeah. It's like, well, I know Sictoria. Edward the Seventh banned kings. So I know it's banks. Not him.
Where is the money? Where is money?
There are gold vaults. There are vaults of Bank of England for
gold. I thought we'd sold off all the gold or something, or it's no longer there. Or
don't we still have some?
Oh, no, there's loads.
No, we still have gold. There's
loads, yeah. But less, maybe.
Than when?
Than
when we took it from the rest of the world. Yes, we
do
have less.
Yeah, much less than then, yeah.
I think then we had a lot of gold.
Yeah.
What's your favourite note?
Can't remember who's on them now. What's the new 20, I think, is Turner.
William Turner from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Orlando Bloom.
For people who don't know, Orlando Bloom plays a character called William Turner in
Pirates
of
the
Caribbean.
Sorry.
That's it. That was it.
That's all you need to know.
That's all you need to know. But the change to plastic, when they changed to plastic, the notes.
Yeah, do you remember that they used half a cow to provide the animal rennet? Or something.
The rennet.
It was rennet.
This ties in well with the horse.
Yes.
So tell me more.
Well,
but this makes sense. Is this Lloyd's branch trying to get rid of horses because they have been using horses to create notes?
Why would they try to get rid of them then?
Because they've just got too many. They overordered on horses. So he was like, let's just...
It's like, get these horses out of here. We don't need this many.
Tell everyone that they're the 1,000th customer. Just like,
give them a horse. Just get on with it. Just sell. I want them gone by the end of the week.
Yeah, it's like, he's just chucking them over his shoulder onto the floor.
Yeah.
And they're just like piling up.
Is that... So that's where they keep them. I was going to ask you where they stored them. In the branches. Just on the floor.
In the utility room.
In the utility room.
Next to the photocopier. It's like, oh God, I've actually got quite a horrible horse allergy, but I need to make these copies for the...
Excuse me, sir. Don't fluff your tail at me.
Yeah, keep them in the utility room. No, not the utility room, the photocopier room.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is what, even before the horses came in, was small just to be a photocopier room. It was basically the photocopier and the door. And they were like, well, we'll have to fit the horses in here somehow.
Yeah. So where are they going to go? Put them in the copier room. I don't know.
Yeah, so they just stacked them vertically.
How many?
Three.
Oh.
The three horses that they were giving to this guy. The four horses.
Oh, yeah. So they only had... So how many horses did they require to
make
all
the money?
Sorry.
There were three. There were three in the utility room.
Oh.
But there's one it crammed into his drawer that he gave him at the end.
Moving on to our second sketch of the day. This sketch is called Passion.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh my god, this is incredible.
I told you.
Oh. I think I've got another one in me after this.
You're so bad.
I don't want it to end.
Don't worry. There are 46 seasons. All right.
I'm slightly embarrassed by that sketch.
Same.
I think that is probably what we would sound like if we...
Oh, God, really?
If we had sex. That's what I was imagining.
Oh. What else could they have been doing?
other than countdown.
Than what all of you dirty-minded listeners thought. What else could they have been doing, Adam?
I think they could have been doing some, like, rearranging of furniture, interior design, because... They've got
another one in them.
Yeah, they can move another couch. They got a couch downstairs.
No one says that, though.
Yeah, no, because they were going to... But the earlier conversation was they were saying how we'll move this one couch.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to look really good, maybe even incredible, by the window.
Okay.
And then what we'll do is...
Whilst they're watching Countdown.
Not yet. No, not yet. And then the TV was just on. It's the Countdown thing you're going to find out. It's just a coincidence. So then they go downstairs...
Well-timed coincidence.
They planned to eat lunch after the first couch, but it looked so incredible by the window, he couldn't wait, and he decided to say, I think I've got another one in me, and I think I can move another couch up.
And then he said, you're so bad.
Yeah, because...
Why bad?
Because he's got a lower back problem.
Yes.
He's got a lower back problem, and the doctor specifically said, you have to move. You have to have lunch between every sofa you move.
Yes.
And he's decided to go against that advice, and his partner is kind of furious with him, but also thinks it's kind of cheeky. Okay, this is why I love him.
So this is working so far, apart from the line, don't worry, there are 46 seasons. So how do you explain that?
So it's actually a really clever joke. It's quite specific to that couple. But basically, you know how the countdown comes on?
Yeah.
So the trailers ended on the TV that was plugged in on the channel that was showing Countdown, and he could see Countdown was about to come on.
Mm.
And he was making a joke because they'd also recently said, you know, it's like, if you don't start looking after your health, like your lower back problem, you're not going to be around that long. And he says, I reckon I've got at least 46 seasons in me, which is... 46 divided by 4 years.
I like this couple.
They're fun.
They sound
lovely now. Yeah, because he was like, one of them is like to the other, your back, you need to look after your back. And he's like, look, we're not going to be around forever.
Yeah.
They're confronting their immortality, but they're doing it in a lighthearted way. Because you know what? Death is safe. Are you any good?
At Countdown?
Yeah.
No. I can usually get a six.
Yeah.
Sometimes a seven. I think I've got like a handful of eights.
Nice.
But it's usually when they're just like glaring at you.
Yeah, they're already in
like
order.
Like fire truck. And then I could have had fire trucks, but I didn't realize.
I'm about that good as well.
Yeah.
I wonder what else we could have done other than Countdown for that sketch they were watching.
Well,
Originally it was The Wire, but that actually is so good that you might make those kinds of noises.
Well, that was the original joke. The original joke was that I can't hear you talk about The Wire again, so I wanted to make you... This is what you sound like to me.
When I'm watching The Wire.
When you're telling me about The Wire, whenever someone says, oh, I think it might be the best TV show of all time, you're like, wait a minute.
That's what I sound like.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When I'm having sex, I'm probably just reciting lines for The Wire.
Exactly. Could have been pointless, could have been catchphrase.
Is that still going?
Catchphrase. Didn't they bring catchphrase back?
Oh, yes, you're right.
With Stephen Mulhern.
Yes, I think you're right.
Do you remember when Stephen Mulhern used to be on Breakfast TV with Holly Willoughby?
No. Who's your favourite TV presenter of that kind of ilk?
What do you mean, that type of ilk?
The presenters of...
Deck.
British TV shows.
Deck.
Oh, okay.
Deck.
Why Deck?
Just Deck.
Yeah, no, I realise.
Only Deck. Wait, which one's Deck? I like Holly Willoughby. She's cool.
Yeah,
she's very good.
What do you like about her?
She just seems like a lovely person.
Huh.
And it's quite calming.
Hmm.
Piers Morgan. I think everything he says is what I'm thinking. We can't agree more.
We're Piers Morgan fans on this podcast.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Huge. Ben Shepherd's my favourite.
Ben Shepherd. Ben Shepherd's excellent, but
you know what's so excellent about?
He hosts Tipping Point.
Yes, this is why he's amazing. Can I just say? I don't think there is anyone alive who could talk more about the banal physics of coins falling into a copper dropper thing. Not that, you know what I mean.
Yeah, the 2p machines.
2p machines for as long as Ben Shepherd can. And it actually not be that boring.
Yeah. Do you reckon that's how he got the job? Do you reckon he was like...
He was at the arcade. He was at the arcade.
Yeah.
And
they were like, get him out of here. Just do whatever.
So we'll build a show around you. We're going to call it Tipping Point.
Yeah. In Tipping Point, on top of the coins on the bottom shelf, are there like watches and like...
No, but there
like
is...
Like a Pokemon card or something.
And a Furby.
Yeah.
No,
a little mini Furby.
But they make the copper drop. The thing they have there is giant as well. It's a giant one, so they could have
a full-size Furby. Imagine if it was a tiny one and the camera was like zoomed out and you couldn't see it.
Can't say they won. Yeah. No, so they don't have those, but they do have one coin which has a star on it.
Yeah.
That if it falls down, you get £10,000.
Holy...
It's very unusual.
So that's
the equivalent
of a Furby?
Yes. But okay. With £10,000, you could buy a lot of Furbies if they're still commissioned.
How much is a Furby? £200.
I imagine when I... Well, yeah, that's probably about right, because it was probably about £1.99 when I got one as a kid, so now it's about £200.
As in £1.99, not £199.
Yes, £1.99, yeah.
It's like, I don't know whether the joke was inflation was huge or tiny. All right, that's enough of that.
I'm thirsty. Dry.
Feeling dry, are you, Adam? You know what else is dry?
What else is dry?
Venus.
The planet.
It was in the news this week that Venus, Adam, is too dry to support life.
Yes.
You saw this, did you?
Yes.
Which is a big blow to life lovers everywhere. What's your favorite planet?
It's Jupiter. It's kind of always been Jupiter.
Ooh. If there was like an interplanetary rating system or some kind of...
On TripAdvisor.
Yeah. Or, you know, like an Ofsted for planets.
Yeah.
Then...
Jupiter would get a good.
Okay.
Excellent, even.
Excellent. This is an excellent planet.
If it
they would just have a huge banner.
Yeah. Rated excellent.
Rated excellent.
By Ofsted.
What's a crap planet?
Well, so I think this is the whole Pluto thing, isn't it? It's like Pluto.
Yeah, Pluto's not a planet.
Yeah, exactly, because it failed Ofsted so many times. They were like, you know what? We're sick of Pluto bringing us down. The other solar systems are all up in our... It's an embarrassment. It's not Pluto's fault, right? It doesn't receive as much energy and investment as the other planets.
Right.
It goes into... And it's
what chance does it have if we abandon it?
Exactly. It's a repeating... The cycles of deprivation are perpetuated on Pluto.
The more habitable planets get more habitable.
Exactly.
And the less planets or habits get less habitable. As in, Ofsted would rate Earth as habitable.
Yes.
For now.
For now, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
In the short term.
Yeah, it's habitable at the moment. Enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah.
I think humans have a hard time of just accepting the fact that we're really not going to be here forever. Like, people will hear that and they'll be angry that I said that.
Will they?
Like, sometimes you say to someone, I mean, not often, but see, if it comes up, you'd say, you know, do you ever think about...
Excuse me, did you know that humans are not going to be here forever? And no, don't get angry at me. I mean, it could come any moment in an Armageddon-style asteroid situation.
An Armageddon-style asteroid.
It could be Armageddon. It could be Armageddon.
When we'd have to get the world's best drillers to fly to the asteroid and drill it.
And they're just like
to save
coming
us.
Up on it being like, wait a minute, is that an asteroid or a comet? And they're like, oh, we should be
we
sure before
comets.
We land.
We don't drill comets.
It's like, we don't. Sorry, we said...
Excuse me. Is this the head of the department? This is Bruce Willis. Is this the head of department?
Yeah, hi, it's the head of department at NASA.
NASA?
Yeah,
hi, good. That's who I wanted. I wanted NASA.
Yeah, this is NASA.
Right. We're approaching
How can I help? Oh, no, sorry, you were talking.
Yeah, just give me a sec, okay? We're approaching this asteroid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing inverted commas here.
Yes.
And a lot of the guys...
Let me patch you through. 1 second.
What? Hang on, am I... Excuse me. NASA? No, I'm on hold.
Hello?
Hi.
This is NASA?
Yeah, hi.
How can I be of service?
Is this the head of NASA?
You wanted the head of NASA.
Well, I'd like to speak to
your super... Sorry, let me patch you through.
Fuck's sake.
Is the life on Mars? How can I help?
This is Bruce Willis.
Hello.
I'm the best driller in the world. I've been drilling for over 40 years.
Yes,
and
okay.
I was sent up here.
Where were you sent, sorry, sir?
I was... It's all over the news. It's the. I'm trying to stop the end of humanity.
Sir,
I'm sorry.
Could you calm down, please?
Listen,
I would like to hear what you have to say, and then I will reply to you in time. But I can't have you
I'm trying to tell you.
I'm very busy. There's a lot on today.
You say you want to.
I don't know if
to...
you've heard, you're but there's an asteroid.
Yeah, what is there? That's what I'm calling. Okay, because you're telling me we're approaching this asteroid with the best drillers in the world.
Oh, you're one of the asteroid drillers.
I'm Bruce Willis.
Oh, okay.
I'm the
Mr.
best
Willis.
Driller in
Hello,
the world.
Oh, Mr. Willis. Okay. All
Thank
right.
you.
Finally, we're on the same page.
Thank you.
You should have told me that at the start. I would have easily been more accommodating to you, Mr. Willis.
Thank you.
How can I help?
Okay. Listen, we're approaching this asteroid.
Yes. Oh, you've made it. That's good.
No, we're not. We're approaching. And you know something? We were hired to drill through an asteroid. We're looking at it now.
Yeah.
And do you know what it looks like to me?
A pretty big rock, I'd say.
A pretty big rock.
Yeah.
Another name for which is a comet. We don't do comets. It says we don't do comets on our banner. No, don't do comets. We do asteroids. We're the best drillers in the world. And you sent us here to do child's play.
I actually didn't authorize this mission. So
that's not good. You're the head of NASA.
Okay, let's see what I can do. Can you tell me what makes you think it's a comet rather than an asteroid, though? I mean,
you're asking like I wouldn't know the difference.
Well, I'm only the head of
between
NASA.
A comet and an asteroid.
I'm not a scientist, sir. I'm a businessman.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the head of NASA. How to organize a large organization. I'm not a rocket scientist, am I? Irregardless.
I'm sorry.
Before you jump down my throat again.
Yeah.
I'd like you to explain to me what the difference between a comet and an asteroid is and why it means that you can't do your job, for which, may I say, you are being paid very good money. You are being paid double the rate that you get for drilling here on Earth. We never do this usually. But we've been very accommodating, and I don't think we deserve this treatment.
I don't care if it's a
comet or an asteroid.
I
want it to be drilled into, I want a nuke in it, and I want it exploded by 5 p.m. tonight. And I want to go home, and I don't want to think about it ever again or hear from you.
A businessman, really? The difference between an asteroid and a comet is the size.
Well, which one's bigger?
The asteroid.
The asteroid is bigger.
We do bigger rocks, not smaller rocks. We have bigger... our equipment's too big for these rocks!
Well, you're telling me you can't just fly down to that comet, put down a little...
No, because see, look, listen. This is where you asked me to explain.
Yeah.
You're not a rocket scientist.
Yeah.
So just listen for a second, okay? I'm the best driller in the world, and...
You've mentioned this a few times, and the fact that you have to say it means that I'm actually starting to...
I don't feel like you listen.
Believe you.
Listen. Okay. If you took a drill and drilled through a watermelon, yes?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Right. So you know it works. Have you ever tried to drill through a sunflower seed? No. Not with the same drill. You'd get a smaller drill. We don't have a smaller drill on here. You're asking us to drill through a sunflower seed. It isn't going to happen. It isn't going to work. I can't get my men off the planet in time and save their lives. Paying us double or not, we're putting our lives at risk.
Sir, you've just proved my point. If you were to drill a sunflower seed, what would happen? It would be destroyed.
Yes,
exactly.
But the drill has to land on the sunflower seed.
You're saying it can't even land on the sunflower seed? Well, then why are we worried about this tiny, tiny comet?
You tell me! You sent me up here to do this.
Are you sure that it's your thing looking at the right thing?
Oh, wait. Hang on. We're much closer now. It's a lot bigger. Oh, my God.
Look to your right.
Oh, I'm so, so sorry.
Yeah.
Guys, I see it now. Yeah.
It was just far away, was it?
It was further away than we're a lot closer to the sunflower. It's more like a watermelon.
So are your drills big enough now?
I'm a little worried they're too small.
You're a little worried that...
Do you think if we do have a bigger drill, we do have a bigger drill. It's just it's in Hangar 18.
You forgot it.
We didn't, when we were looking at it through the, because the telescope does make it a bit bigger, but not as big as, I mean, we're now, it's colossal actually.
Mm. Listen.
Hi.
This isn't the first call like this I've had today.
No.
What I want you to do is, I want you to land on that asteroid, put your drill into it, chuck that nuke in, get off, kill Ben Affleck, all right? You've taken Ben Affleck with you, I hope.
Yeah, he's definitely not minding the nuke in Hangar 18. The big drill.
Can someone go shoot Ben Affleck?
It's his drill. He knows how to use it. If you shoot Ben Affleck, just be careful because he's holding the nuke, which we also need to come back for.
So you need to get back down to Earth and get the nuke in time. You need to come back and go back, is what you're saying.
Yes, but the distance coming back will be a lot shorter because the asteroid is getting a lot nearer.
That's true. Okay, well, fine. The asteroid, finally, something good has come of this day. So the asteroid will be closer when you go back for a second time. That's good. Okay. Everything's looking up. Hey, listen, man.
Yeah, I
know we got off on the wrong footing, but it's been lovely to talk to you. Best of luck. I'm sure it'll be in the newsletter how you do, and I'll put you through to the head of NASA now.
All right. Thank you for listening to...
Oh, thank you so much for indulging us.
Yes.
You've been ever so kind.
And our NASA space story.
Yeah. If you enjoyed, please subscribe to the newsletter on coldplatescomedy.com. And whilst you're there, use the links to follow us on the social media. Right, Adam?
The gram and the Twitter.
They're both on coldplatescomedy.com. If you're listening on Spotify, please follow us and you'll be notified immediately as soon as the next episode is released. Isn't that nice?
Ooh.
It would also help us enormously if you could give us a rating on Apple Podcasts and also maybe a comment if you feel like it as well.
We're not going to tell you what to write.
We wouldn't tell you what to write or what star rating to give us.
No.
We wouldn't suggest it throughout the episode with subliminal messaging.
No, I think that's illegal.
What? Have a great week. You're beautiful. You're magical.
You're Venus.
You're a moisturized Venus.
A moist Venus.
Habitable.